You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning is on now.
It is Wednesday, December 28th, 2016. And this is the Roto Experts in the Morning. Alongside the King, Scott Angle, the fantasy executive, Corey Parson. I am Greg Sussman, Tony Cincotta, with the morning off. Letting him sleep a little bit after DFS today. He goes back to bed. And it'll be us three and a very fun show for you today.
Yep.
Because we got a lot to talk about. So we start saying hello to the gentleman. Scotty, good morning.
How are you this morning? Light schedule in the association last night, my friend. But Russell Westbrook triple doubles again for the 30th time in this calendar year, and for the sixth time this year by the third quarter. And things got chippy between the Rockets and the Mavericks.
There you go. Corey, good morning.
What's the deal, Greg?
How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm kicking it. Feeling good.
Did you check out those games that Scott mentioned?
No, I didn't get to see any of that. Yeah. The kids had me running crazy last night and this morning, so it never stops.
Really? Up this morning?
That's unbelievable. Like, what are you doing?
That seems very early.
Trust me, it does.
So, on the program today, what's going to make it super fun here is that...
Fill me in, Greg.
So, we had the Fantasy Cup this past summer.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Scott, you were in it.
Yes.
You did not qualify for the playoffs in that league this year.
No, I did not.
Struggled, huh, Scotty?
Yeah. It happens.
It happens, Scotty. Don't worry about it. You're still halfway decent player.
So, like I said, Scotty was in it. Then we got to the finals. It was a good league. We had some people on it. We've had some people on the show who were on it, right, Scott? Had some bets made. So all of a sudden, I assume everything goes off without a hitch because I am the co-commissioner of this league.
You're a co-commissioner.
I'm not even in the league, but I was a co-commissioner of this league. And I kind of just like...
Who's the co-commissioner with you?
It's obviously Nando, right? You know the rules.
Nando helped you market it. Nando
physically set up the league.
Right. Yeah.
So that was his role in this.
Okay.
And we'll go back to that in a
moment.
Shout
out to Nando.
See, that's kind of the problem here.
Oh, boy.
Not that I'm throwing anyone under the bus, but certainly...
Why would you ever do
it
that?
It certainly wasn't my fault. So, anyway... Well, look in the league. I get a text message from one of my friends in the league. He just goes, "Dude." So I'm just like, "Huh, this is interesting." So I respond the only way I knew how, "Dude."
Yeah, that's
it's like different inflections of
right,
"dude," right?
Right. Different inflection of a "dude."
Yeah, like if you were questioning, you're like, "Dude." Yeah.
She was like, "Dude." I was like, "Dude." So I'm like, "What in the hell happened?"
Dude.
I was like, "He either." Won by just like on Monday night, or Monday night like cost them the championship.
Yeah,
like, this is what I'm thinking, because it was literally Tuesday morning, like right after the show. He texted me.
Okay,
so I'm like, he must have just lost this. Like, it sucks.
That stinks.
So I go in there, take a look at the league. He faced the defending champion of the Fantasy Cup, Glenn Lowy.
Glenn Lowy's a beast.
He's a very good player.
Yeah,
he's the defending champion
Much
of the
like
Fantasy
myself.
Cup. And Glenn Lowy put up a 136 spot.
It's a nice number.
In week 16
PPR.
In the championship, in PPR.
You can beat that, though.
So Albie Manzo did not beat that.
Oh, gosh. He was upset?
He tied it.
Well, it had decimals in it, right?
So that was the part that somebody may have screwed up.
Oh, boy. Not only did put no fractional points in it? So the final right now is 136.
136. To 136.
Oh, boy.
There was a tie.
Wow. So the live scoring is not official.
So live scoring is not official.
Could be changes by 8 o'clock tonight. You never know.
That's right. But I'm not waiting at 8 o'clock tonight.
Not right either.
I'm not waiting at 8 o'clock. I'm not waiting tomorrow morning. I'm not doing any of that. So the rules on ESPN, because the platform was ESPN, that's where the tie break is, where the tie was. The rules are that the higher seed just wins.
Well, that's kind of corny.
The higher seed wins the title. Now, on the line here for charity was $2,000 to the winner's charity, $500 to the second place charity. So $2,500 in the pot.
Okay. And a fantasy football championship.
And that Fantasy Football Cup right there.
Fantasy Cup, yeah.
Fantasy Cup right there.
Sitting right up there.
Cup. That's right.
Now this is the this is the Fantasy Cup or the Flex Cup?
Fantasy Cup. Fantasy Cup. This has nothing to do with the Flex League.
Okay, okay.
Fantasy Cup.
The cup.
So, am I supposed to give that Fantasy Cup to Glenn Lowy once again because...
He was number one seed?
He was the number one seed. He had a wonderful regular season. He went 9-4.
Yeah.
You know, he deserved it.
How many points? Can you see how many points he scored?
Yeah, I can see it. Give me 1 second. I'll show you how many points. Glenn Lowy put up 1,572 points.
All right. Now, what about your buddy? What was his record and his points?
He was 8-5.
All right. One game off.
1,535.
Ooh, this is close.
Neither participant had the most points in the league.
Really?
That went to Keith Bullock.
Oh, KB.
Who did not make the finals. Unlucky.
Good job out of KB.
Yeah. So neither participant had the most points. Neither Albie Manzo or Glenn Lowy, if I know these gentlemen, I don't think they want to win that way, personally.
No, no, no. They don't want to go with the tiebreaker. They don't want to go with the head.
It's one thing. I mean, it's tiebreaker. It's one thing if rules were clear or whatnot. But the fact is,
the rule not clear, though, if that's what you had listed on the website?
So it wasn't actually listed on our website. I had to, like, Google ESPN tiebreakers and read about it.
It wasn't under league. It's not
it's
under
not
league
the league
settings.
Standing. Exactly. It's not in the league settings, from what I can see. Maybe I missed it. So I felt that this is not how we do things at the Fantasy Sports Network.
No, especially when you don't put the fractional points
this
anymore.
This is not how we... So it's part of my fault, right? I feel partial blame here. Yeah. And there were no fractional points.
It's
and
$2,500
I did not want,
floating around up in the air.
I did not want the Fantasy Cup to be determined in that manner.
Can't cut it in half.
Mm-mm.
No.
I did think about bringing it to like a... just. Slicing.
Yeah, like Newman would. Yeah,
right.
Like
exactly.
Divide the bike.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So that I considered that, but I also considered something else. I considered a bit of a.
What are you doing? Turning around. Oh, you got the little gavel.
I considered a bit of a mock trial.
Please don't break.
Don't worry
the table.
About it. I'm going to get something else to hit this later.
All right.
I considered a bit of a mock trial with Corey Parson.
I'm here.
Scott Angle.
Scotty Love.
And myself as the jury. And we are a three-man jury, almost like an arbitration panel,
yeah,
really, right?
Yeah.
We are the three-man panel. And in studio this morning, Albie Manzo will be joining us.
Oh, that's cool.
To plead his case.
To be the champion.
To be the Fantasy Cup champion.
All right.
Glenn Lowy will be joining us via the telephone.
Okay.
At 9 a.m. Eastern this morning to plead his case. Throughout the morning... we'll be joined by members of this league, including Scott Angle, who's here.
Okay, that's it. Yep, he's here right now.
Chris Vaccaro will join us on the show today.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Eric Young will join us on the show today.
My man, EY.
Gabe Morency will join us on the show today.
Gabe was in the league, too. Oh, yeah, that's right. Remember, he was
a little wasted.
A little.
All these league members will join us on the show in some capacity today in order to give us their opinion on who should be the champion of the league. I've also invited both Glenn and Albie to have witnesses call in to plead their case. You know, Albie's brother Chris was involved here. Albie had a young, big fan here during the Fantasy Cup. We interviewed live here in the Fantasy Sports Network. They're welcome to call in. Glenn is a high-stakes champion. A lot of friends in this industry.
Yeah.
If they believe that he should be the champion, I've invited Glenn to get them to call into the show. And we want you, our listening audience, our loving listening audience, to chime in here as well. At 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. And also, participate in the poll at FNTSY Radio.
Okay.
At who should be our victor. Albie Manzo. Or the defending champion, Glenn Lowy, going for two in a row. Initial thoughts, Scott Angle.
My initial thoughts here are, I go back to our former platform. In 2013, I made the finals of the SiriusXM Fantasy Basketball League and played with Andre Snellings. We played to a tie. There's no way you can have a co-champion. It has to be decided somehow. there was nothing in the rules
right.
for tie breaking because the guy who had put it together didn't do that. And we decided that we would play a night on DraftKings against each other to decide the champion.
It wasn't on DK.
It was on DK?
Daily Joust.
I like the idea. DraftKings.
It was on DraftKings.
I don't even think DraftKings was running by then.
2013? When did DraftKings launch? Maybe I have the year wrong of the league, but we definitely played on DraftKings because I never played basketball on Daily Joust.
I remember helped me set the lineup.
You didn't help me set the lineup.
Being you on the I probably could find the emails. But don't worry about it. It's all good.
I like the idea of a DraftKings-style Week 17 tournament here.
What are the details with Corey? Does it matter?
Yeah, it does.
We played a daily. So my thoughts are two. I want to examine the rosters.
Yeah.
If there is nothing which overly affects any team about Week 17.
Okay.
Which is, I haven't looked at the rosters yet.
Okay.
It could. You could let the two teams play it out in Week 17. Basically, you're going to overtime.
Okay.
Okay?
It's not
and
a bad idea.
This time, you have to score decimally.
Now, am I going to have to do that manually?
Yeah.
You might have to do it manually.
Yeah.
Or you could play each other on DraftKings. You cannot have a co-league champion. You can't. There's got to be a champion.
Why can't you have a co-league champion?
To throw a logical reason out behind it, it's just like you don't play all year to crown a co-champion. You just don't. Something's got to be decided here because that's just the way fantasy sports is. Like, Corey asked a good question. Why can't you? Sure, we could. We could be nice about it and co-league champion. But if it's in any real league, all right, somebody would be pitching a major bitch fit right now. And it has to be decided.
But would they be right?
This is an expert league. It has to set a precedent. There has to be some sort of champion crown.
You say that, but you went through 15 weeks of regular season and playoffs with no decimal scoring. This is something that could have happened. So somebody should have brought this up way before we got to the ultimate Armageddon and the final.
It is what it is now, and you're going to have to play each other on DraftKings because DraftKings does have decimal scoring.
It does.
Yeah.
That is true.
You could play each other in daily for 1 week.
I know people are not going to agree with this. Why don't you just go to the bench points?
Because that's not in the rules.
So if you went to bench
points. Playing on DraftKings isn't in the rules either.
If you went to bench points.
Yeah.
The champion today would be Glenn Lowy. He had on his bench, it's unbelievable actually. He had AJ Green who had 0.
Mm-hmm.
Jarvis Landry, you had 5.
Yeah.
Matt Forte, 0.
Uh-huh.
Tyler Eifert, 0.
Yeah.
So you're like, how the hell did this guy win?
Yeah.
Christian Blyer on Twitter has a great solution.
I'm reading the bench.
Yeah.
Tevin Coleman, 22. Dak Prescott, 29. Tyreek Hill, 15.
On his bench.
On his bench. You go the other way. Mohamed Sanu, 8. Chris Hogan, 3. Broncos, D, 2. Theo Riddick, 0. Zach Miller, 0. Victor Cruz, 16. Mason Crosby, 9. To me, the bench scoring doesn't work because you set your bench, doesn't matter.
You can't make it bench points, and here's why. If you knew previously it was bench points before the game, you might have set up your bench a little differently.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree with you, Scotty. What did Mr. Blyer say on Twitter?
Split the money for charity.
Right.
I completely agree with that.
Right.
I completely agree with that.
But there has to be a champion.
But then them have play them Week 17 for the cup.
We'll be talking about this all morning long. We are the panel. Ultimately, Corey, Scott, and I will make the decision. We want your thoughts and your calls at 844-843-6879, 844-84-FNTSY. Answer our poll on Twitter at FNTSY Radio. Albie Manzo in studio later today. Stick around. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We are back here.
I cannot do the 8-bit. I can't. I struggle with it. I'll be honest with you.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I think it went off. Like, all right.
I think it's fun.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't kill me, it doesn't help me.
It gets underneath my skin. I don't know why.
Because they've been doing it for a while, or did it initially?
No, he's always not liked it.
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
All right. Scotty, you wanted to bring up a point here.
Two things. Number one, I'd love to calculate who would have won if we would have used decimal points. That's number one.
Oh, that's a good question.
Number two, I don't think we could do it with the regular lineups in Week 17, because Glenn Lowy has Ben Roethlisberger and Dak Prescott as his quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So that shoots that down immediately.
Figure out the decimal score. I like that. I like that, to find out who actually would win. You want to? Let's do that. Corey, can you go to your a PPR league that you are in?
Okay.
Please. I'm going to give you the names and we'll add them up. I think this is a good idea. So like, so when Albie comes in, we could tell him he would have lost or would have won and made him feel either great or like crap. That's
if we would have done this on my fantasy league rather than ESPN, we might have not been facing this right now. But you know, I'm not saying that's a mistake.
My commissioner's case?
No, to finish what I'm saying is that's not a mistake.
Okay,
is what I'm saying necessarily. My fantasy league would automatically went to the decimals. I think nobody really foresaw this happening.
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
Corey, let me know when you're ready.
Because I remember my home league, you know, the first time we had a tie, people were bitching about it, and I was like, well, you know, I can change it, et cetera. What we've done since is we've had ties in the regular season, but in the playoffs, the higher seed, it's clearly stayed in the rules, will be the winner of any playoff games. But now after this happening, you know, I don't know, ESPN can let you switch the decimals on the back end? I never tried that.
Like right now?
No, I'm saying, you know, when you start a league.
Sure, yes, of course.
Can they let you switch to decimal scoring on the back end? Because I've never tried it.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to do that for next year, because I think this would, and this is not necessarily a mistake or criticism of anything, but I think that this should serve as a lesson to a lot of commissioners out there.
I agree. Let's see here. Let's see. Decimal, maybe not here. I haven't looked at it, to be honest with you, but I'm quite sure you can. But I can't say for 100%, Scott.
All right, let's go. Let's run through it and check out. Well, okay, who's Glenn's quarterback?
We're gonna do Glenn's team first. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Glenn's team first.
Got talking to
Ben
the
Roethlisberger, 25.
Don't say the points. It's useless. Yeah. We're seeing the PPR points that Corey has.
Right.
All right, how many points does Ben Roethlisberger have this week?
Oh, let me go to week 16. I'm sorry.
Oh, you said you were ready. You weren't. You lied.
Yeah, well, I didn't lie. I just saw
him. He ran the Steelers stack.
What happened?
He had Roethlisberger and Le'Veon Bell.
All right, so Big Ben had... Yes. How come I don't see Ben Roethlisberger? Big Ben had 23.85.
So he had less points than he did in this league.
Yeah, in my league, so Big Ben had 23.85.
Yeah.
This is a disaster.
Sorry.
This exercise is not going to work, is it?
No.
Yeah, because the scoring is going to be different.
You would have to do. You would have to take time and do it by hand.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
I don't blame you, Greg.
Yeah. All right. So that means our panel will just be the judges.
We're back in action.
We're back in action.
I mean, we're trying to find out who, you know, scored the most points by decimals for fun. You know,
we were trying.
It's not that much fun to do it by hand. It'll take hours.
We no longer will try that, though, because it's not so fun. So. All right.
Unless here you can go back on the back end and change the scoring settings, and then maybe it'll come up in the box score.
Yeah, I can't see how to do that. Now I see how
you go to the league manager tools and go to the settings.
Yes, I understood that part.
Yeah.
So I'm there.
Right.
I can edit the scoring settings.
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay. We have a custom scoring. There's fractional.
Yes.
I do see fraction.
So if you change it, then we can actually see who would have won the game. And then you can change it back, of course.
Well, I don't know how to see here. What did Nando do differently here? All right. This is great radio.
Yeah, it's definitely great radio. But Glenn Lowy, you know, had Ben Roethlisberger scoring 25, Le'Veon Bell scoring 28, Golden Tate at 11. Alshon Jeffrey had 14, DeSean Jackson had 16, the Patriots defense had 14, and Steven Gostkowski had 11. So his kicker really helped him out there.
Not enough.
Albie and Chris got 36 points from Jordy. He's really carried him. His second highest scorer was Drew Brees. They had Greg Olsen with 11. Chris Thompson had 16 points. It kind of seems like a desperation move, Corey, that Albie had Chris Thompson in there, but it worked out for him.
Yeah, it actually did work out. There's no way I could
I don't
want to
save
that.
I don't want to save this and then like lose it.
No, because then you could just change it back.
But it was a custom scoring. It wasn't just the standard. It was a custom scoring.
It's a lot going on.
I feel like if I change it, I could change everything.
Don't do that.
I'm not going to do that. I don't like this idea. Continue, Scott.
Yeah, there's got to be a way we can do this, though.
No, let's just say there's not.
He ran a Seahawks stack. He got 36 points from Doug Baldwin, but only 7 combined from Steven Hauschka and the Seahawks defense.
Seahawks defense really let people down in the playoffs, by the way.
It did.
It was deflating.
Only 3 points this week.
3 points
on
this week.
On ESPN for Albie and Chris.
3 points this week. They killed me against Green Bay 2 weeks ago, obviously. Last week against the Rams was a gimme.
2 of the last 3 games, well over 30 points.
Awful.
Yeah.
Awful. Yeah.
Yeah, you play the Rams.
Right.
The Rams
really
not score 3 against anybody.
Does this defense for Seattle, given what has happened over the last couple of weeks against Arizona, against Green Bay, does that scare you as a Seahawks fan going into the playoffs?
Definitely. Definitely. I think if Earl Thomas was there, they would have never given up that big touchdown reception to J.J. Nelson because Deshaun Shedd was looking for safety help that wasn't there. They would have never given up that 41-yard completion on the final drive to it certainly would have been 41 yards to J.J. Nelson because when Nelson did the end cut,
Thomas
the safety,
would have been there to beat a general
Terrell,
to cut him off.
Stephen Terrell, you want to let me finish my statement or are you just going to be a jerk?
I'm going to be a jerk.
I'm giving some serious analysis here. When Nelson made the end cut, Stephen Terrell took the wrong angle and that led to the 41-yard completion. And there's certain things that happen in Green Bay to happen. You lose the best safety in all of football, and it makes a big difference. Stephen Terrell's not a guy with a lot of experience. He doesn't know how to take the right angles.
Next man up.
He doesn't know how to. He doesn't have that. He doesn't have that experience. So what happened?
Next man up.
So what happened with the next man up when Tony Romo went down to Dallas?
he won the MVP.
No, I'm talking about before this year.
He's going to win the MVP.
Before this year, what happened about next man up?
Nobody was crying about it. Nobody was
crying about
it.
I'm not crying about it.
Nobody was crying about it. Next man up.
He asked me a question. I told him. I gave him a straight answer.
Asked a straight question.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you
definitely when I'm playing daily, in playoffs, you know, I'll target big play guys against the Seahawks because I know Thomas isn't there.
All right. So
whenever they lose Thomas or Chancellor, because that's the best safety combination in football
history
right now. It's, you know, a lot better than having Barry Church, I'll tell you that. The best safety combination in football, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. Sometimes there are certain players in football that you can't replace because they play at such a high level for whatever every team. There's going to be a drop-off when you replace certain superstar players. And that could go at any position.
So, given that the Seahawks defense. You think the Seahawks defense is a concern right now for you? Yeah.
Like, did
you
make this guy laughs a lot for a team that like has won anything in the last 2 decades.
But you always say like,
just starting to learn how to win again.
In the past, you always say that as a
Yankee
you know,
fan.
Right. Yeah. Who do you most want to face as a Seahawks fan in the first round?
The Lions.
The Lions.
Yeah.
Interesting. More than the Redskins?
I think Washington can definitely score points against Seattle.
Okay.
I don't think they'll beat Seattle in Seattle. I don't see it happening.
Okay.
I would much rather face Detroit. It's just like they match up very well with Detroit.
Okay.
I don't think they match up so good with the Giants.
Right.
The one thing with the Giants is I don't know if the Giants have that defensive line to take advantage enough of the Seattle offensive line. Okay. Although, you know, when you have a guy like Vernon, you know, he's going to create some havoc.
Sure.
And without Earl Thomas, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. becomes that much more dangerous against the Seahawks.
Sure. Understandably so.
Yeah. And you never know with Eli. I mean, with Eli, you know, I have so much respect for the guy because we've seen him just turn it on when the playoffs come and make history. Mm-hmm. And he can do that at any time, I believe. You know, that's the one thing that the people talk about, the Giants that they have. If Eli Manning becomes good Eli when the playoffs start, anything can happen in that conference. And I think that's the whole playoffs too, Greg. It's like, it's about who gets hot. As hot as Green Bay is right now, and Rodgers certainly has the experience, etc. When you get to the playoffs, you talk about playoff intensity and everything getting raised. There are certain guys that have been there before, and like Eli, Russell Wilson, and Aaron Rodgers. But I'm talking more about Eli and Rodgers. Anything can happen in the playoffs. Anybody can get hot during the playoffs. We saw the Steelers when Roethlisberger won his first Super Bowl. They got white hot during the playoffs. And the same thing with the Giants, you know, when they beat the Patriots. They got white hot at the right time. And I remember the Giants, you know, nobody expected that going into the playoffs. Nobody expected it from Pittsburgh either. So who can turn it on and get hot here? You know, that's the difference. You got to get hot at the most competitive, intense time of the year. It's a different animal in the playoffs. You can have the best record during the regular season, but the playoffs are a different animal.
We'll take a break here. We come back. We'll talk more football, obviously. Week 17, what we're looking at, which teams we want to think about staying away from because of the playoff implications. And also, Corey, I know you have something you wanted to bring up here on the program today, which I think is a great conversation. We'll do that on the other side of this, right here on the Red Wax Sports in the Morning.
Oh. It is Wednesday, December 28th.
I am Greg Fussin.
Here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. I am Greg Sussman. I'm in the bathroom. Good morning, Corey.
What's going on, Greg?
No, dude, don't you do the voice that you just did.
Excuse me.
Order in the court. Order in the court. Florio played that ridiculous 8-bit music coming back in again. Now he's doing it to screw with me.
You know, he actually alerted me that all the entire hour was going to be 8-bit trap music.
You also want to play
the song you
though.
Hated.
You also
want
to play 8-bit from 10 to 11, Mike.
That was California Love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it still sounds terrible.
Oh, wow.
I didn't really.
He's trying at least.
Big California Love guy.
When you weren't back,
you were screaming in my impression.
I was like doing an impression, and Corey helped me too. He did his impression of you too.
I've heard your impression many times.
Yeah, you haven't heard Corey's though.
I never.
He might be scared to do it
next time
that you're back.
Why would I be scared of Greg?
I came back a minute.
I called him Gregory for 5 years.
He's ignored you for the last two.
Yeah. So, anyway, Corey, I know you had a major issue that you'd like to bring up.
All right, so here we go right here. Now, I know it's probably different ways to set this up.
Right.
So I'm not, at least I think, I've never set one of these things up myself. But I feel like I remember every time I played in a league and the commissioner requests the collect dues for the league through League Safe. I think I kind of remember this happening every time. And not really having a chance to bring it up. But played in a couple best ball leagues, draft only, MFL 10 styles, private leagues though. And what ends up happening in this league, or you know, you go to your league page on League Safe, you can see, you know, the funds that have been allocated.
Right.
You can see how it's going to break down when the payouts come to at week 16 towards the end of the season. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you can different methods and ways of requesting your payout and stuff like that. Sound fine, right?
Yeah.
Any problems with that, Greg?
Nope.
So far, so good.
All good.
So I had this best ball league where I won $200. This guy on Twitter called The Addict. He's the MFL 10 Addict. He runs some MFL 10, auction style MFL 10s. I read the team out to y'all yesterday. Pretty solid team, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Paid my $25 way back in this is the last one we did of the year. This is back in September. No, not September, August, right? So 12 team league, you know, fantasy executive comes out on top. Mm-hmm. Nothing new. Now, this is the problem, fellas. in order for me to receive my cash, the league has to vote on it.
What?
Yeah, the league has to vote on it.
Vote on what?
On the payout structure. So more or less...
Wasn't that decided during before the season?
Here's the thing about it. All the cash is in the kitty, right? The payout structure, it says I'm supposed to get 200. The guy in second gets 50. And 25-25. But in order for the money to go into my league safe account, the rest of the 12-team leagues, by majority vote, have to hit yes and vote that I'm the winner, and
because that's the way League Safe is set up.
I don't know if this is the way League Safe is set up or the way that this league is set up. So with that being said, yesterday I saw an email come in. Okay, vote on, you know, whatever. So I went and I voted, right? Because I don't want to hold nobody up getting their bread.
You would think the vote is just like
a formality.
It's just an exercise. Yeah,
a formality, an exercise. So I had three leagues on here. So two messages came in, two leagues that didn't win. I voted yes, approved, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not
formality.
I'm not screwing with nobody's bread. Now, the specific league I'm in, people are not voting. They're not voting. So, this email can go to somebody's spam.
Sure.
Somebody can be like, okay, I lost already and I don't give a shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
On vacation.
Oh, I'm on vacation.
You're on vacation. My fantasy season's been over for a month. Like,
I
don't understand. Where do you see the voting?
You can see the voting, right?
Where? On League Safe or on your league page or what?
On League Safe.
Right. So League Safe won't release the funds until everybody's voted, right?
Until a majority.
Until the majority vote. And people are not voting.
It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 owners.
This sounds to me like a League Safe default kind of thing. I don't know why League Safe would have that.
7 owners have yet to vote. So basically what's happening is the payouts assignments listed below will transfer once the majority of the people vote that this is correct. What the hell do they have to do with my money with a league I won that I paid for?
Why do you
won?
Have to vote on the structure when it's already set up before the
this
season
is it.
Starts?
This is the page right here. The payout assignment is awaiting votes.
Why are you voting? It's set up.
So I'm voting for. So basically, if these 7 buffoons decide, they're not checking their email over the holidays, or they don't give a shit about me and my money, or they think, okay, well, fantasy season's over, I'm on the baseball, and never log back in the league safe. What the hell is this? This
Jerry
is
Colvin,
absolutely ridiculous.
Jerry Colvin on Twitter said the same thing that happened to me is when I won, it is set up this way.
This is not good. I really don't see any positive in this. I don't.
So let's think about this rationally, right? Like the positive is that the commissioner, I assume, does not grab the money. Yeah, it's mine. I won.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So someone just doesn't essentially steal the money. That is what League Safe is for in general. So nobody steals the money. So they're just saying, listen, we're saying that Corey won all the league. You can see your league homepage. Everybody votes. Yeah, Corey won. This guy came in second. Here's how he split the money. Whatever.
Yeah.
That is the rationale behind it. Is it necessary? I'd like to argue the point that League Safe is an incredibly unnecessary tool, in my opinion.
Well, you want to secure your... You really don't want commissioners chasing people. If you're a commissioner, you don't want to be chasing people down. League Safe gives you a place to go.
Oh, I don't agree.
Wait.
I don't agree. Why? So in my leagues that I'm the commissioner in, or all the leagues that I participate in, you have to pay before the draft. You cannot draft without paying.
Okay, but still, you're collecting money orders and checks and cash and PayPal.
No.
League Safe sets it up so where you can just, hey, here's the link, pay League Safe, you're in the league.
Yeah. Very simple how we do it.
Your league may well work that way, so I can see why you disagree. But
yes,
for a lot of other people, it's not that easy. They have to chase people down, etc. And they don't also want to, like, lose people from the league at the same time. League Safe makes it clear it does, like, I'm trying not to sound like commercial, but
no,
it is. League Safe or whatever other withholding arena that you want to talk about or site makes it easy for you. But, like, it's easy with you guys. You're established, whatever.
Yeah.
I've been in a lot of other leagues where you have to chase people down that they don't pay all season long, and people don't get paid out after the year.
Sure.
A lot of people do need this.
And Scotty, to my point here is not paying all season long. That's unacceptable, right? That is, that is unacceptable. That is why I have found what works rather than using a site like LeagueSafe. And I don't want to just call out LeagueSafe. It's the only one I know. So I'm not just calling out that website in general. I'm calling out the concept. To me, you pay before the draft or you don't draft. It's like literally that simple.
Yeah, but when you use LeagueSafe, though, it's like I was running a league where I was having to chase half the league. I got to send emails. I got to keep a list of it. You know, I got to go back and forth. If I do LeagueSafe, I just set it up that way.
Right.
And if they don't pay, they get locked out. And that's it. It's automatic. I don't have to waste time sending emails.
Yeah, LeagueSafe kind of takes, it makes the commissioner's job,
turnkey,
which is a thankless job, it makes it a little bit more easy, makes it a little bit easier. But I understand if it works for you that way, Greg, it works for you, no issues. But this right here is...
Jerry says, I believe after a certain amount of time, the money is defaulted to you. It's not that long.
Okay, still.
I think people should vote on that. I think the vote should be done before the season starts. So everybody is agreeing on the prize structure, and then it's set.
Yeah, okay, yeah, but cool. But now you got this stupid snafu right here where you got seven dodos that haven't picked up the computer yet or decided to vote. This is ridiculous. I understand LeagueSafe will default and close it out, but they could do that in 48, 72, a week, whatever. Why not right after the other leagues, their people voted? What? This is not fair to me.
But this is the reason.
Wait a minute. I know what's going on here.
What's the reason.
It's Wednesday and you need your money now.
Not really.
Yeah, I know what you're doing Wednesday.
Oh, stop it.
Why can't I have my money now?
It's not the end of the world. But still.
This is the reason to
say this was some big money. Say this was $1,200, $1,500, something like that.
Totally agree. This is why, one of the reasons I don't use it. I have found, again, and I understand it doesn't work for everybody, but I have found you pay a commissioner before the draft begins, okay? Let's say it's $100 a guy, right, Corey?
Yeah.
$1,200 total, okay? Pay $100 via only online, via Venmo, which I spoke about to you guys about yesterday.
Yeah.
Venmo or PayPal, it's all online. Commissioner holds all of it right here. You saw me doing it. This is how the conversation started.
I saw you yesterday, yeah.
You saw me yesterday.
Yeah.
Right? All in Venmo. He just sits there all year long as the commissioner just sits online. Season's over Tuesday morning. Monday Night Football happens. Tuesday morning, during this show or right after this show, I pit everybody out. No voting, no LeagueSafe.
Exactly.
Done.
Simple. See, in concept, it should be that easy. Yeah. And it's good for you that it's that easy.
Yeah.
But for a lot of commissioners, including myself in the past, it hasn't been that easy.
Sometimes
you get into things like a guy will say, look, I don't have all the money up front.
Right.
I want to pay in installments.
Sure,
or he'll say, I don't have it now. And then you don't want to like be a jerk and hound him for it because maybe you're a friend of his.
Sure.
LeagueSafe eliminates all those uncomfortable situations. For you, you got everything clear, but not everybody does.
I completely understand that. Like I've also, Scott, had those situations where someone's like, hey, I don't have the money right now. Can you give me 2 weeks?
In my home league, we used to have a trophy fund, right? It was $10, and I would take from all 12 teams $10, right? And it would add up to $120, and I'd order a nice trophy for the winner. Do you know how much I had to chase people down for their friggin' $10?
Sure. I do. I get it.
So, another thing about the LeagueSafe thing that's kind of crazy to me also is, all right, after a couple hours, these dudes don't vote. You got the emails. Send them an email.
Sure.
I'm going to send an email myself. Like, hey, Jagoffs,
right,
vote. You know what I'm saying?
It's your cash.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, I'm like, but this right here, why would they leave this to disgruntled owners to vote on the winner's winnings? I think that's ridiculous.
I'm with you. It's just, again, it's a disgruntled owner that, quite frankly, may have been out of it for months at this point.
This was best ball. They might not even ever looked at
this is best ball?
Yeah, so this thing could have been like, yeah,
I forgot I even took part in this.
Exactly. Thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is crazy. He could change the email address, anything.
Sure.
And I'm waiting on a majority of vote for my money after I dominated this best ball league and won. You feel what I'm saying? This is ridiculous.
Corey, it's frustrating.
Corey, not to put you down even farther, you forgot about this.
Yeah, I didn't yesterday.
You won the league. You looked at it and go, oh, shit, I won.
Exactly.
You forgot. You won and you forgot.
I won and I forgot about it. You feel what I'm saying? I'm sending these goons an email now. LeagueSafe, vote. Hurry up.
Who's the commissioner?
Oh, this kid named Mike something something.
Well, I want to call Mike something something now for doing a terrible job.
I can't pronounce his last name. It's kind of tough.
Mike Cardano chimes in on Twitter.
It's a jumping
jack.
And
he says, no, because I'm reading his tweet. How is it a jumping jack?
You have to bring it up.
What?
You just bring it up.
The flow of the show, so no jumping jack. I'm reading his tweet like I would read anybody else's. Problem with your argument is that this rule procedure was in effect before the season started. Yes. And maybe that's to your point where Corey just became aware of it.
Sure.
So you just became aware of it, so maybe you can have a little patience.
I don't think anywhere in the league constitution or the league rules it says, you know, it may say that payout will be through league safe,
yes,
but it won't say that league safe has a voting system or something like that.
But the league safe rules might have that.
The league safe rules very well could have that.
Yeah.
The league safe rules, and so, okay, so if you want to use it that way.
So maybe if you explored league safe, you would have known this was going
to
happen.
Listen, I don't got time to explore league safe when I'm putting my strategies together.
You forgot about the league.
Exactly.
So.
When I'm putting my strategies together to dominate fantasy football like I tend to do year after year after year, I have no time to be reading the rules and regulations on league safe.
Corey,
corporate.
One of the first.
League safe is corporate.
Yeah, but if you would have known about this, then you would have known, okay, I might have to wait a little bit for my money.
Can I be honest with you, if Corey knew about this, I think he'd still be reacting the same way he is right now.
Yeah.
Because it's a bad idea.
Agreed.
This is a bad idea.
I don't like it myself.
It's a bad idea.
Because you shouldn't...
You know
why,
what?
Why I
can,
this
I can try to get one of the guys from LeagueSafe on here to like explain their side, if you like. But I think they're probably going to say to us, this is... for everybody's protection in some sort of way.
But no, but here's the thing, Scott. I'm the kind of asshole where I would vote no. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. I could wake up one morning and be like,
oh, I'm hilarious. No.
Yeah.
And you chuckle to yourself and you move about your day.
And keep it on. You know, and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm that kind of asshole.
Because the thing is,
I would do that.
The thing is, Corey
depends
can vote
on how
no,
I feel.
Chuckle to himself. Forget it back. It means nothing to him.
Yeah, exactly.
But if there's six other assholes like Corey,
this
guy's not getting his money.
Can you imagine that? That's crazy. What do these other losers have to do with my winnings? Nothing. They lost to the fantasy executive. It's nothing new. What the hell is wrong with these people? I just emailed these dudes. I wasn't rude. It was a nice email. I said, hey, vote. So this is off the Chronic. This is the 8-bit version of what's the name of that? The next episode. It's 8-bit version of the next episode, and it sounds terrible.
We got some.
I just want everybody to know that.
I think this is very nifty and creative. Good job, fellas.
We got a lot of gossip going on in the entertainment world right now.
What's going on?
So, you want to hear the gossip, Corey?
Yeah, what's up? Because
So Tiny has filed for divorce from T.I.
That's, you know what? They need to get divorced years ago. They need to get divorced. They should have gotten divorced years ago. T.I. can't keep himself together, and Tiny's all over the place too. She's a loose cannon. I know they got all of those kids, but you know what? It's time for T.I. and Tiny to go their separate ways. It's not working.
Wasn't working.
I understand they got a lot of love, the kids and stuff like that, but
a lot of children between the two of them.
Yeah. Well, T.I. like, you know, I guess he liked to
not her. It
make
it,
love.
It wasn't her.
No, he got like the kids.
Well,
they
have three biological children and then four from other relationships.
Yeah, mainly T.I.
Mainly T.I. T.I. is a rapper.
The king of the south. That's what happens. You know what I'm saying?
I thought he was a different guy. All right. So that's T.I.
He's a cool... I mean, just because you like to have sex don't make you a bad guy, Greg.
Wear a condom.
Huh?
Wear a condom.
Well, I'm not in the man's bedroom.
You know, who also broke
Sometimes
up.
People like to let it be free.
With mutual love and respect, we have decided to end our engagement. With the nature of our professional obligations and the geographic distance between us, sustaining the relationship has been difficult. We have shared many wonderful moments through the years, and we expect to remain supportive of each other in the future.
Celebrities break up all the time.
Phil Jackson and Jeannie Buss.
Yeah, I seen when Phil Jackson and Jeannie Buss broke up.
That's a big one.
I got the scoop on that, though.
Yeah, you got some info.
Let me tell you what I heard about Phil Jackson and Jeannie Buss.
Give it to us, baby.
Jeannie Buss was dating Lamar Odom.
Shut the
F up. I heard that Jeannie Buss was sneaking around with Lamar Odom.
Get the hell out of here.
That'll do it.
Come on. That's not even funny. You could be. That's ridiculous. It would have been funny if you said Ron Artest.
Oh, yeah, that would have been funnier. That would have been funnier. But you know what? Speaking of Lamar Odom, remember, like, you know, he had the unfortunate thing, and he was in the hospital for a long time, and he was in a coma, and people thought he was going to pass away. And then the next time you seen him, he looked like he could still play basketball.
Yeah.
Like, he looked like in real good. He looked like he was 25 years old.
Yeah.
I'm like, my goodness, Lamar.
When you're a professional athlete, you get used to taking care of your body in a certain way.
But he was destroying himself. And the Kardashians, like, brought him back. You feel what I'm saying?
It's true. It's a nice job by the Kardashians.
Credit to them.
But see, they can tear you down.
She really came to his aid.
She did. Chloe stepped up. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she did.
But now she's stepping up to Tristan Thompson.
Well, she's with everybody. You know what I mean? She's, you know, got a little money, got a little honey.
Yeah.
I hate to say it that way, but it's the
very
truth.
Very interesting, though, this Phil Jackson, Jeannie Buss thing.
Yeah. How old is Jeannie Buss?
I don't know.
She's a decent-looking older lady.
Yeah, absolutely.
I give it to her. You know, a good time, you know, take her out to
eat. You
already
said it.
You know what I'm trying to say, Scott.
I know what you just did say.
Jeannie Buss is 55.
See, that's in my wheelhouse.
I'm very surprised.
She's a rich lady, too.
She's certainly a rich lady.
Plenty of money.
Speaking of relationships, I'd do a better job than Phil Jackson would. New dad Jerry Colvin says, guys, not to sound like a sausage, but if you won more leagues, you would know this stuff about league safe.
Well, really?
We don't use league safe.
It's funny. I've never seen Jerry Colvin name at the top of any leaderboard. I've never been in a league with Jerry Colvin and him win the chip. Never. Never. I don't see Jerry Colvin name at the top of the leaderboard. So I see that tweet and I'm like, all right, kindergarten leagues.
And then
you turned this joke around after year.
What's next, Gregory?
The last piece of entertainment news, and this was a bombshell here to me.
When I was still DRE.
I was still Dre, yeah. This is a bombshell here. I didn't see this. I'm sure you saw this last night, Corey. But your man Drake. See what he's been doing?
Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah.
That kid's get around, don't he?
How old is Drake?
Yeah, a lot younger than J-Lo.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. My man Drake is 30.
I think Drake's older than that.
You think? Wow. Yeah. You think Wikipedia is lying?
I think
5 years. I think that's like 20 years younger than J-Lo.
I think that's his celebrity age.
Why do you think that?
I think he's older than 30 years old. Why? I think it's a celebrity. He's probably 33, 34.
Why?
It's like they say Beyonce celebrated her 35th
birthday.
He's
not Dominican.
She's been 35 for 5 years now.
Do you believe that J-Lo is 47?
Yeah, I believe J-Lo's 47. That's about right for J-Lo.
Jerry Colvin said, I pay for mine, they are not comped. Bring it.
Oh, yeah. God. Tell Jerry Colvin whenever, JC, holla at the fantasy executive.
I'm still on this Drake J-Lo thing.
We can really get back to that.
Yeah. Take a break. Come back. Talk more J-Lo and Drake and rule changes for 2017. And we also decide the winner of the Fantasy Cup.
It's an 8-bit cream right here.
Stick around. It's the Roto Experts of the Morning. Our number two comes up next.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning is on now.
Number two underway here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. We will decide the winner of the Fantasy Cup later on this morning. We hope to have Albie Manzo in studio, Glenn Lowy, 9 a.m. Eastern on the phone. We are going to decide the champion. Alongside Scott Engel and Corey Parson, Tony Scott with the morning off. I am Greg Sussman. And I wanted to discuss, we're talking about all these rules, right, with league safe and the tiebreaker here. I thought it would be a good morning, guys, to get into some rule changes for 2017 for your fantasy league, right? Like, you're looking at your leagues, we're always trying to be better, and I don't want to stay in the past. I don't want to be one of those leagues that are just stuck in the past and they're too afraid to change. I don't want to do that with my leagues. So I want to throw it out to you guys. Are there any changes to the fantasy rules in your home leagues, in expert leagues, whatever, that you want to see made in 2017?
Mine's easy, Greg. You already know where I'm going with this one. Mine's is easy. I think first, okay, let me start off with the most important thing to me in fantasy football right now. We need to eliminate the kicker. It's too random. It's too random. It's ridiculous. Have the special teams, have the DST points. If you have the Cowboys defense, you have Dan Bailey as your kicker.
So pure defense and special teams.
Pure defense and special teams.
But
how do you
score that, though? Like, you're saying putting all the kicker points with the defensive team?
Yeah.
You're still making the kicker results random, though, right?
Yeah, but...
Could be 15 one week and 3 the next. Still, you're just crediting to the defense now.
Now, how is that discrediting the defense?
I'm saying you're just crediting to the defense.
Okay, so then
eliminating it to the defense.
If you don't like
that... But you're still not removing the kicker totally from the game.
If you don't
want
to do it that way, eliminate the kicker, period.
I think a lot of people want to do that. I think we've seen it on daily sites already.
Yeah. I think season long, we should transition to getting rid of the kicker altogether. It's no reason to have the kicker. It's just fantasy football. You're really not going to hit a 53-yard field goal to win the damn game.
You could.
I've had that happen before. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, exactly.
But still, the bottom line is
about,
the kicker
what about
is
reducing
irrelevant.
Kicker scoring?
So
not 3 points for a field goal.
So that's what we... So I've tried to eliminate kickers in my league for the same
like
reason
make
you
make it like IDP,
Corey.
Like for a certain amount of like extra points or field goals or yardage, you give this. Like,
it's a good idea.
Yeah.
So we said...
Reduce it.
So in a league, we have tried to change the league, you know, from 50 points to 5, 44, and so on. We've cut it down that anything under 40 is 2, 40 and up is 3, and then 50s is 4, so we lowered it a little bit. I've also heard of leagues that made all field goals, whether it's 19 yards or it's 55 yards, worth 3 points.
That's not a bad idea.
So every field goal is just 3 points. Because that's how much it counts
like
in real life, it's 3 points.
But here, remember Austin Dillon's story about how he needed... You were here last week.
I remember.
You don't remember the story he told about how he got into the finals?
Yeah, Graham Gano.
You interviewed him.
Graham Gano.
Yeah, Graham Gano. So you do remember it.
I was just fooling around, right. Scotty. Yeah. You're just so easy to get, you know. Yeah. Just fooling around. Graham Gano, okay. Yes. In all right. Yes, of course I remember.
All right. Well, if Taylor Swift won getting in that way, would you?
I would never forget.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. You're absolutely right.
Right. Okay.
Totally agree with you.
That'd have been the cool story.
Can't remember talking to Austin Dillon, but he knows who's dating who on E. I don't get
it. Well, I just read that on Twitter.
Anyhow.
Well, the Drake
and J-Lo is a big deal.
That's a big deal,
Scotty. That's a big deal, Scotty. Drake and J-Lo.
For them.
For anybody, really.
For anybody. I don't care.
Like, well, you don't make fun of what I know. At least I can name the coach of Alabama.
I don't watch college sports, so that's like...
I don't watch NASCAR, so I don't know what
you're... Yeah, so of course, if I watched it, I would know the names.
Same!
Yeah, so all I don't know where you're going with that. Nah. So, again,
well, you're the one that made fun of me what I like, remember?
What's that?
You made fun of what I like a moment ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you screw with me, and I'm screwing with you back.
So I'm screwing with you back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so
cool.
I could go next, but I'd rather get back into what we were seriously talking about. He got 15 points from Graham Gano to win his fantasy league. We know this in any given week that... A kicker can save your season and give you a victory. I'm okay with you score decimals like in my fantasy league that people want to get rid of kickers or reduce it. A quarter of a point for an extra point, right?
Yes.
And a half point, like .50 for every field goal. So
okay.
It makes a lot less of a difference.
Sure. So,
but why are we finding ways to keep kickers in the game? Let's just get rid of them, period.
Fine with that, too.
Let's just get rid of them, period.
My personal view on it is it's part of professional football. It should be part of fantasy football.
So I get that logic, Scotty.
I'm going to go on to something else, too, when we get to...
Well,
no problem. I'm happy.
Speaking of kickers, Landry Jones blew Andre Roberts up the other night.
Landry Jones, the backup quarterback of Pittsburgh?
Nah. What's a Cowboys punter? Not
Chris Jones?
Chris Jones.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
We didn't
talk about that yesterday.
He did. He stood over him.
He was like, yeah, I'm big and bad.
Yeah, I've never seen a kicker do that.
It was tough.
Yeah.
It was a good hit, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I agree with Scotty in that the reason that people don't want to get rid of kickers, and I'm on the side that I want to get rid of kickers. They're too random. I want to take a look at a fantasy football. I get it. But the defense for kickers, which I completely understand as well, That's part of the game. They score. They are part of the game. Why should we not consider them part of the game, right? That's like the defense of it. I totally understand that, too. So that's why I kind of fall in the middle where if you make every field goal worth 3 points when every field goal in reality is worth 3 points, I get it. If you want to eliminate it, make them worth half a point for every field goal and a quarter of a point for an extra point, I get that, too. But keeping them in there doesn't make sense to me. It really does.
And here's another thing. And I remember talking about this with former Bears lineman Dan Jiggetts at an FSTA conference.
What the hell was he doing there?
What? He was a guest speaker.
Dan Jiggetts?
Yeah. He's a broadcaster for the Bears.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. There's a lot you don't know. But anyway.
I know I could beat you in fantasy football.
Right. That's why your record's 5-9. That's why you're losing record against me. Yeah.
I know the Mets ain't won since 1986.
I know they're better than the Yankees right now. I know the Cowboys. Hey, once since 1996.
Yeah. All right, go ahead, Scotty. My bad.
Yeah. You guys ever going to let me finish a sentence today?
I'm trying to let you finish. I'm trying to interrupt him so you can finish.
You interrupted me a minute ago. You set the precedent.
No.
Yeah.
You said Taylor Swift. That for no reason.
After you threw me off track and you did interrupt me for the first hour. So anyway, I was talking to Dan Jiggetts about this, and I said,
intriguing. Dan Jiggetts, go ahead, Scott. I'm listening. Go ahead, Scott. I said intriguing because I want to hear
get
more.
Get all your bullshit out so I can make my serious
go
point.
Go ahead with Dan Jiggetts.
Get all
Jiggetts.
Your bullshit out.
Go ahead, Scott. Go ahead. People are just waking up. They want to listen to stuff. Come on, Scott.
Get
go
all
ahead.
Your bullshit out now.
Scott, go ahead.
Get it
with
out, Corey.
Tell me about
get
Dan Jiggetts.
Get it out, Corey.
Go ahead. Dan Jiggetts, my bad.
Okay, I was talking to Dan Jiggetts about this Bears broadcast and former offensive lineman.
Dan Jiggetts.
Yeah. Why are offensive lines not represented in fantasy football? If we're going to play IDP in some of the intense leagues, I've always felt like, you know, Elias and Stats Inc., like we keep stats for like pancake blocks and stuff like that. Why not draft a team offensive line like you do for a team defense? And for every sack they give up, you lose points. If there's a 100-yard rusher, you gain points, something like that.
Because I think, personally, the reason I don't love that rule is because...
And for every false starter, like that, you like lose a quarter point.
Right. So the only thing to me, personally, that I think we can give offensive linemen is negatives, right? False start penalties, holding penalties.
No, I just said, if a running back gets 100 yards...
Oh, I spent all morning interrupting me. I can't even get a point out.
Well, you didn't listen to what I said.
I listened to every word that you said, and I'm explaining my rationale.
Okay.
My opinion of it
is
I feel that the only thing you can do is give them negative points. False starts, holding penalty, allowing sacks. What you said are positive points, which was 100-yard rusher, pancake blocks.
Right.
To me, to sit and be like, oh, yeah, Travis Frederick, the sick pancake block, bro. That's not something
that's
we can
watch. That's not going to cut it.
That's not something we can watch.
That's
I
not
also think
cut it.
The 100-yard run rusher thing... Too dependent on the running back. We already give points to the running back, right? IDP leagues, like, those guys get sacks. Those guys get tackles. I think it's easier to score defensive players than offensive linemen. There's not enough the offensive linemen do for a scoring setting for me to award them points.
With the rushing, though, you don't get points for the receiving yards. You just get points for the rushing.
I understand
that.
That's all. But, like, we are also based... That's also based, unfortunately, on if my running back is Todd Gurley and he's not following... And he's not following the hole, I get screwed. What's going on, Nicole? We're joined by Nicole. Come here. Come here. This is... You are...
Nicole's one of the nice
oh
hostesses.
Oh, my goodness. Will you sit down, please? Come sit down.
Seat, Nicole.
Not much time.
Oh, yeah, we're not going to keep it.
We'll get the other
one
Nicole.
Of the hostesses.
I'll tell her I told
and
you
And Rock
this.
And Riley is here, 218 West
33rd. Turn on mic two. Nicole, put your headset on.
Stop doing foolish stuff down there, Florio.
This is crazy. So we're talking rule changes. We're arguing this morning. And you just brought us these treats in.
That's beautiful.
Look at the mic.
Yeah, special for you guys.
Thank you, Nicole. I appreciate that.
That is...
Thank you.
You are very, very welcome.
Well, that is so kind of you.
You're working so hard, so you
We're
need
trying
some
to. Because every day
treats.
We come in here very early in the morning, and we look at all the delicious food here in Rock and Raleigh, and you are the first person to
ever
to bless us
actually
with your
come
food
in here.
Presence.
That was... Can we clap it up for her, please?
Yeah.
You're the real MVP, Nicole.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you very much.
What did you bring us, Nicole?
Yeah. A bunch of treats.
Tell the listeners.
We have muffins.
Croissants, I think
it's in here. Croissants and everything to to treat you good.
Scott, where can you where can you get all this delicious food at?
Rockin' Riley's, 218 West 35th Street, fifth floor of the new Marriott Renaissance Hotel, where we have the new Fantasy Sports Network studio. Nicole is one of the wonderful hostesses here.
Thank you very much, guys. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Nicole. I don't even remember what we were yelling about. I don't even remember what we were yelling about.
We're talking about Dan Jiggets.
Yeah. Dan Jiggets looked like he ate muffins.
He was a big, pretty stout dude, huh?
I am just in such a better mood now.
Yeah, I know. That was
I don't want to argue with you, Scotty. Yeah. I don't want to argue with you, Corey. We're just...
It's Nicole.
Yeah.
Sturdy.
She is a fantastic woman.
Yeah, no, she's sturdy.
Huh. Wow. 844-843-6879-844-844-FNC-SY.
Why are you looking at me like that, Scott?
Mark in New Jersey. You're off on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. You there?
We are in a fantastic mood now. What's up, Mark?
Yeah, Mark, we here. Thank you.
Hey, I'm glad Nicole brought those up for you. My treat on the house. Appreciate all the fantasy advice this year. So hope you guys enjoy the pastry basket from Rockin' Riders. I appreciate all the fantasy help that you guys.
Oh, that's you. Really? We thought it was Nicole, and it's Mark.
Really? So you called Rockin' Riley's and had him bring a pastry basket?
I did, yeah. Thank you, guys.
That's
wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Clap it up, Mark. You're the real MVP. We had Nicole in here fronting like she...
Hey, Mark, can you call back and tell him to bring us some beverages to pastries?
Yeah.
Do they have mimosas at
Rockin' Riley's? Well, I don't know if they got mimosas or not, but I can use one. Scotty's non-alcoholic.
I just want a Diet Coke. Can you call them up?
Scott just need a Diet Coke. I'll take a mimosa. Me and Greg will take some mimosas.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll take a mimosa. I've had a mimosa before.
Nice. Scotty, don't get in here and get crazy.
What?
I don't want to slap you in your bald head from getting crazy because you had a little alcohol in you. Bald-headed stooge.
I just wanted to call up and wish y'all Happy New Year, and thanks again for all the great advice.
By the way, Corey wanted you to call back and add some sausage. Can you send some sausage to Pipsqueak?
Thanks a lot. Now, I really appreciate that. That was a good look. He's the real MVP. We brought Nicole in here and clapped it up for Nicole. You know what I'm saying? Yes. And she took the credit when really it was the homie that looked out for us.
We were getting free food.
Yeah, it was the homie that looked out for us.
Mark.
I was getting...
You know what?
See, Corey, though, this goes to prove something to you two guys, though, all right?
Okay.
You guys were laying into me about giving out the address.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, Mark knew to call the restaurant.
Nice job, Scotty.
Yeah, it's a good job,
Scotty. I'm just shocked.
You're right, man.
I'm just shocked with Nicole. I was ready to give her a happy ending for being so nice.
She don't want none of you, bro.
I was going to offer it to her, you know what I'm saying?
No, that's okay.
Honestly.
Oh, I like, yes.
No, are you making fun of the hostess
now? No, come on, Greg. We're having a good time. We're talking stuff in the morning.
Do you know who I thought ordered this for us?
Who?
I didn't think it was Mark. I thought it was Dan Jiggins.
Oh, yeah.
we'll take a break.
Wait a minute. We got a tweet here, though, before we go to break. Kenny from Philly said, how would Greg's girlfriend feel about Nicole?
Oh, yeah, Greg. I was there.
She brought me treats, so.
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
She'd understand.
Yeah, she would understand, I bet.
We'll take a break. We talk more rule changes for 2017 on the other side. We also want your calls. Who should be the champion? Albie Manzo, Glenn Lowe. We'll talk about it next here on the Roto Experts. We're back here.
They're playing regular music.
On the Roto Experts in the morning. Big ups to Mark.
Shout out to Mark.
Get up, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Especially if the mimosas come in here next.
If that happens.
I'd be happy with water, but mimosas would be nice.
A mimosa. We got to get you kickstarted on a mimosa here, Scotty.
Scotty, I don't want you in here drinking no alcohol, Scott. I've never seen you around alcohol, Scott. I don't want to have to slap you on your bald head. I'm telling you right now. I would love
to see that. You know, why the fantasy executive ain't been here for 2 weeks? He said, go to Lenox Hill Hospital.
Because I call the cops on him. Yeah.
Stop it. Stop hitting me, Scott.
You call the police on people, don't you, Scott?
What?
You call the police on people, don't you?
I don't think I've ever done that.
Okay.
Yeah. At least they let me in the building.
So funny.
Where are you going? Oh. This is for nice people.
Sometimes I feel like you guys just like come up with your own conversation, like words.
Me and Scott, yeah. We've been doing this for a long time. So we're
like
here.
Words you guys like only two of you understand. You all just laugh at like it's like your babies talking.
Oh, come on, yeah. Greg.
That's what it sounds like to
me.
Well,
you don't have a sense of humor, so you wouldn't get it.
I'd like to think I have a sense of humor. I have a nice sense of humor. Yeah. I laugh a lot. So, besides the kickers, besides potential offensive linemen, which was your suggestion, Scotty, you got something else, Corey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, the flex leagues.
Oh, we heard about those in the update.
Yes, the flex leagues. The sixth seed won all three of them. My team going into it was 6-7.
Mm-hmm. Under 500.
Don't get me wrong. I had a decent amount of points. I had enough points to qualify.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with this being said, I think a lot of leagues you see the sixth seed sneak in or back in and win the championship.
To get hot.
They get hot.
The best team doesn't always win.
The best team rarely wins in fantasy football.
Yeah.
We got to figure out a way to solve that problem, too. Because the playoffs have become completely random. It is nothing.
There's only one way to solve that. And that's not playing ahead to
head. And that's what I'm saying.
Play rotisserie of total points.
Or go to switch the total points when you get to the playoffs.
There have been people who've played rotisserie fantasy football.
Sure.
In the past.
But that's boring.
Sure.
That would be boring.
Not disagreeing with it, but
One of the good things about one of the best things about fantasy football is the head-to-head aspect of it.
Yeah.
But when you get to the playoffs, it's kind of like, okay, I got the best team. Maybe is it your average of your scores?
What if we did it like basketball or baseball, head-to-head points, head-to-head categories, something like that?
Got to figure out a way to make the playoffs.
See, but it's never going to work because the way it works has made the sport popular and mainstream, and people want to keep it simple.
Yeah, I can understand.
Any major changes to the game are never going to catch on. It is what it is at this point.
Jerry Coleman's crazy.
Listen, I'm always a fan of the head-to-head, that aspect of going
head-to-head,
mano-a-mano. I'm in on that.
Yeah, but you're not going to come out with the best team as the victor. The majority of the times, the best team in the league does not win unless you eliminate the head-to-head aspect of it.
Well, it's not that. See, I've said this all year long. We've had this conversation many, many times, guys. Us three, with callers, with Adam. God bless you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. I want there to be two scores a week.
Oh, yeah.
I want you one.
Oh, the two matchups per week?
No, not two matchups per week. I want two scores per week. One, against your opponent, you get a point, right?
Yep.
You want to know. Two, if you're one of the top six scorers of the week.
Right. You get a point.
2 points a week. And whoever has the best six records at the end of the year make the playoffs, and that's it.
I think the NFFC kind of gets it right that way.
Okay.
And Scott's Fishbowl, too, because they have certain weeks that are all play. And if you're like, you have 12 teams, like, the top six get a win.
I'm fine with that.
What's to say you can do an all play every week and like the top six every week get wins?
Sure.
And
that's another way to look at it. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, because then people would say, oh, I went against the highest scoring team in the league and I lost, you know? I would like to experiment, and maybe I'll set it up for next year that we do an all play league for the entire season where the top six get wins every week.
I'm cool with that. I would win that. I'd win that too, Scott.
I have no issue with that.
I think it'd be fun.
The other suggestions that I have here.
Oh.
What?
No, you got more suggestions.
I'm prepared for the show, Corey.
You're doing a good job,
Thank
too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You guys brought up some great points. Something else we've talked about in the past, I have to bring up now, coaching points. Should we make coaches part of fantasy leagues?
I think that's taking it too. I'm the coach.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm the coach of my fantasy team. Corey, I don't want
like
nobody
in the 14th round. I take Hugh Jackson.
I don't
see basically what. So if we did that,
I'm gonna get, yeah.
If
why
we,
not?
If we did that,
I'm cutting Hugh Jackson.
What are we giving coaches points for? We get for wins.
Wins
is that it?
What else can you give them points for?
Mike Salfino
winning challenges.
Oh, that's good,
Scotty. That's not a bad one. That's not bad, Scotty.
Matter of fact, look at that. The bald head stooge using that dome for something.
Thank you, Pipsqueak.
That's not bad, Scotty. That's actually really good.
That's a good idea, Scott.
I like that idea. Winning challenges, winning and losing. What else can we do, coaches? Mm. I'd love to, like, proper clock management would be nice.
How can you quantify that?
Nobody would ever draft Andy Reid of proper
clock management was a category. Can't quantify it, right? It's not quantifiable.
That's ridiculous.
So I like winning and losing because it's part of the game. Right? We're obviously part of the game. Nope. So winning and losing challenges, that's cool.
Michael Salfino runs a playoff league. Right. Like, he'll be sending out the invite soon. He runs a playoff league.
Okay.
And every week you have to select a coach. And you do get points for the win.
I've seen that. Like, the Sporting News used to have a game with salary cap, and you would have to select the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I've seen leagues with head coaches. It enraged a lot of people because they felt like it was worse than a kicker. They felt.
Well, you're basically picking your
because you got a certain amount of points for a win or a loss.
Sure.
And sometimes it didn't have to do with the coaching; just the team sucked and was really good.
Of course, absolutely, know? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I get it. I don't hate it, to be honest with you. I don't hate it.
Adam Gase would have been a hell of a value, though.
Great value this year, Adam Gase. Absolutely. Yeah. Probably picked him off the waiver wire.
Yeah. But what if, like, you're week 16 and you played a week 17? What if you had Jeff Fisher and he got fired, right?
You drop him for John Fossil. Just say, I'm kind of into this coach idea.
I'm going to stash Anthony Lynn just in case.
Yeah! Isn't that hilarious, Scott?
It is kind of hilarious.
See, I'm in on that. It's very funny.
Can we do this in a serious league, though? I don't know. Fun league, maybe.
I think it's an idea worth exploring. All right. What about getting points for pass interference?
Give it to the receiver.
Give it to the receiver. Yeah,
I'm kind of into that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because I feel like the receiver, like, you know, a lot of times causes that.
Okay.
So I'm cool with that.
I say give it to the quarterback.
Give it to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Can you give it to both? Just like a normal catch would be?
It's a penalty. The play is a... I don't know how I feel about the pass interference thing. The play is a penalty. Right? So it's... I don't think I'm for it.
So I like the idea. I don't think I could do it for it because it doesn't count for the player, right? Like,
yeah.
it's not like Dak Prescott's get it. If he throws it to Dez Bryant in the end zone and it's a penalty, goes to the one. It's not like it's a 40-yard pass. Dak's not getting the yards. Dez didn't get any yards.
Yeah, so why? We're getting the points. Yeah, that doesn't make no difference. It makes no sense.
Then it's confusing
talking
to
about
figure
penalties,
out.
What if you added defensive special teams? What if you threw penalties in there? Like, if you get a certain amount of... The team gets a certain amount of penalties.
Right.
You know, you lose points.
So that actually...
Score like defense, you know?
Scott, so that actually leads me to something I've always wanted in baseball. I have always, always, always wanted... I've never gotten this through in my league. I've always wanted errors to be a category. I want to include fielding, right? Like, it's like penalties. If I have, you know, some shortstop that has 20 errors in the year, he's an amazing hitter, but he has... Like Ian Desmond when he played shortstop, right?
Yeah.
20 errors on the year. Like, I think we should count that.
You know what?
But that's negative.
I grew up.
So what?
I grew up playing Stratomatic, right? Which is like.
Interceptions fantasy, are negative. Fumbles are negative.
Fantasy before fantasy, right? And we would draft teams, and the baseball teams, every player would have a ranking of 1 to 4 on his fielding. If you were a 4, you were a bad fielder. If you were 1, you were a good fielder.
Right.
And you took fielding into account. It's like what we said before, why not get rid of kickers? We want the real game, the fantasy game to reflect the real game. I'm into that. You know, some way that we can reflect fielding.
Errors.
Yeah, errors.
And I get that no one...
Sometimes it would backfire, though, because sometimes if you get a shortstop with a lot of range... He's going to make more errors because he's going to try to get to more plays.
Sure, but someone like Francisco Lindor will be even better value, you know? Like, to me...
What about catchers throwing out base runners?
Yes! I'm into it!
Yeah.
I'm into that! Like, I understand people don't want negatives. I never like negatives, right? But we do fumbles. That's the thing. Interceptions are a thing. In my league, in my home league, we play hitter strikeouts.
You play what?
Hitter strikeouts. It's a category.
Yeah, I've seen some leagues that do that, yeah.
Just my thoughts. Corey, you've been quiet.
I think we're doing too much.
Too much?
Too much.
Okay.
This is my opinion with offensive linemen and coaches and get rid of the kicker, figure out.
So basically,
the playoffs.
only do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is the fantasy executive world.
All right. Last potential change I have in 2017, if you don't have it yet, and a lot of leagues do have this, an IR spot. An IR spot.
Yeah, some, not for, some not, have it.
Some have it, some don't.
It gets dicey, though. It's like, you know, whether a guy's out or whatever. I've seen people like email, Roto Experts email advice, a guy that's like, you know, not necessarily out. He's like day to day, and they put him on IR.
Right.
You know,
I don't like that.
Yeah.
So I don't
have, it has to be defined.
That's stashing. That's stashing a player when you do that.
Yeah.
So the way we have it in our league, and I'm not saying this is right or wrong, the way we have the IR spot in our league is you can only put a player on IR if they're on IR.
Yeah.
Like Adrian Peterson, I could have put on IR.
That's the way it should be. But like, not every league operates that way.
Deion Lewis and all the pup list, like that counted as IR.
Okay.
You could have picked Deion Lewis.
Yeah. One of my leagues, somebody had a player on the IR and was like, he didn't practice today.
That's not acceptable.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
That's not acceptable.
That's ridiculous, and I'm sick of it.
Any other rule changes, guys, that come to your mind?
Let's see. I think the decimal point should start to be across every league.
Yeah. Avoid these ties.
Avoid the ties.
Come on. You have to call me out there.
No, we did.
No, you didn't.
It was slight.
But we're on the same
panel. You didn't do it on purpose.
I didn't do it at all.
Where's Nicole?
She's at the where she works.
She goes back to work.
Yeah. We have some more here. Think muffins here.
She never brought the alcohol.
Maybe Mark didn't order the alcohol.
I'll take a beer, Mark. They don't have mimosas.
They have mimosas here.
They do?
Of course they do.
I never seen nobody drink. Well,
we've seen me drink orange juice.
Oh, yeah.
You don't think they have champagne here?
I'm quite sure they have champagne here. This is a hoity-toity joint.
Right.
Yep.
No, wait. That's not. Yeah, that's a mimosa.
That's a mimosa, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
It's a nice girly drink.
Yeah, I'm in on it.
I'll
have a screwdriver. They want to give us that.
Yeah.
I like screwdrivers.
You don't drink.
What I do, though, I like a screwdriver.
I thought you don't, though.
I generally don't, but if I'm out being social or, you know.
When's the last time you had a drink, Scotty? You haven't had a drink since I've known you.
Let's see. When was the last time I had a drink? I know on my son's 21st birthday last year I did.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's
cool. But like you said, when you're out being social, we had a Christmas party that you didn't drink at.
Yeah. No.
I was lit.
But like, very occasionally. You know, maybe I'll have a drink. Like if somebody...
I've known you for like 6 years. In the last 6 years, how many times you've had a drink?
Not that we're criticizing.
Probably counted on two hands.
No, I'm about to say, yeah. I'm not being critical at all. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's definitely a good thing.
Critical on two hands. Like, I never drank.
Not for you.
Natural high. Scotty Love got a natural high.
I dabbled with smoking a little bit when I was a teenager.
Really?
But it didn't last long.
Really?
Yeah.
Smoking cigarettes or marijuana?
Cigarettes.
Okay.
Cigarettes.
Interesting. I never saw you as a smoker.
No, it only lasted like 2 months.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a very good thing.
Yeah, back then, you know, when I was growing up, it's like it was a cool thing to smoke cigarettes.
Corey, is it a cool thing to smoke cigarettes?
No,
No.
It was back at a certain time.
No, sure. Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with
you. You looked cool if you had a
cigarette.
Corey,
what would you do if you
got
your son smoking a cigarette?
Huh?
I'd
be like, he's 15 years old. I'm not. Next topic.
Man, he won't go through a mess, see?
Yeah.
Take a break. We'll be joined by Chris Vaccaro on the other side.
Oh, he's coming on the show?
He's going to come on the show, and he's going to let us know who he thinks should be the Fantasy Cup champion. We'll do it next on the Roto Experts. Potential rule change from Christian Blyler on Twitter. Blyler? He's been trying to pass the following. PPR, he wants negative 0.5 for drops by wide receivers. You been on that, Corey?
I'm definitely down with it.
I think it's a really good idea.
I think that's a brilliant idea right there. I think that's a very good thing. That's interesting. You assign...
Only go by obviously drop from the NFL. Like the NFL assigns a drop.
Yeah, the NFL assigns somebody has a drop pass.
Right.
Listen to this one, Scotty. Somebody on the homie Christian on Twitter. Sit down.
Relax.
Turn your headphones up.
There you go.
I'm about to say, oh. I thought Allie was here. We need a bouncer here. I keep telling people we need a bouncer right in the studio.
They could be the bouncer.
Because somebody can walk in here. So it's,
well, I'd like the people walking in here this morning.
That was nice.
Wait, you need protection. You afraid?
No, I don't need protection.
All right, so stop it.
No, then. I need a bouncer. I'm a celebrity. It's a celebrity sitting in the studio. It should be somebody watching the damn door.
Well, when a celebrity shows up, we'll get a bouncer.
I'm down with the half point, Scott. The homie Christian was like, for a drop pass, the wide receiver gets minus half a point.
Yeah, if they can chart that, yeah. I think that's cool, too.
Yep.
But this is stuff, like I said, it's not going to fly with the mainstream audiences. Like
maybe it should.
On ESPN and Yahoo, maybe it should, but it probably won't. I think everybody's used to the way the fantasy football is scored.
Well, I think we don't live in the past.
There are people that complain they don't have enough time the way that it's currently set up.
Right.
You know, to do their lineups, to do their research. You add more stuff, you're going to turn more of the mainstream people off. This is good for people like us, though, I think.
We welcome in right now. From the Greenwich Street Tavern, a fine establishment.
Yes.
Delicious establishment. And a member of the Fantasy Cup League. Did not make the finals this year. Came close. Didn't make it. It is one of the co-hosts of the Fantasy Football Line at Lock Show with you, Corey, on Sunday mornings.
Yep.
It's Chris Vaccaro. Good morning, Chris.
Gentlemen, good morning. What's going on? You guys enjoying your muffins over there or what?
We really are.
Nah, it was cool. Nicole came in here and brought us some muffins, right?
Acting like she did it.
Yeah, acting like she did. But when you come down here, Chris, you see Nicole. Nicole is sturdy. She's get the job done.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's move on.
I know what you mean.
Don't worry about it.
I know what you mean.
Well, we're gonna move on. Don't worry, Corey.
Corey's undergoing a drought, Chris. You got to excuse him.
And don't worry, Corey. If anybody walks in that studio, I'm sure Scotty will protect
you. There you go. Yeah, you're right about that.
I would.
Scotty does have my back.
All the joking I do, if somebody walked in here, believe me, Cardano would have to get new glass.
There you go, Scotty. Scotty got my back.
Yeah. People think they know me. They don't know me.
All right.
Oh.
Chris Vaccaro.
There you go, Scotty.
You were a member of the Fantasy Cup League. This league ended 136 to 136. It is not how we do things around here. I'm not interested here in making a tie to the Cup champion crowned. So who do you think should be the victor?
All right, Greg. Here's the situation. The first, and in most home leagues, when a game ends in a tie, the first tiebreaker would have to be bench points. So I can't see any other way that, you know, this could end if you're looking at bench points. Whoever had the most bench points out of the two between Glenn Lowy and Albie Manzo, I think they should be declared the winner, and this is if and only if it's in the rules. I don't know if it wasn't in the rules.
That is not in the rules.
Okay.
The problem is, Chris, that there was nothing in the rules establishing what the tiebreaker would be.
That brings me to point number two then, Scotty. As long as that's not in the rules, then we can't go based off of bench points. So throw that out the window.
All right.
Now I take it to point number two. We got to go to, like, boxing rules. Albie Manzo was the challenger coming in to this championship fight.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn Lowy is the defending champion. He's holding the strap,
that's
Corey.
That's right, the cup.
You want to beat the champ, you got to knock the champ out.
These guys went 12 rounds.
Yep.
These guys went 12 rounds in a heavyweight fight. They went to the scorecards. All three judges had it 114-114.
That's right.
What happens, boys?
And still,
the champ. And the belt's got to stay with Glenn Lowy, because to be the man, you got to beat the man.
Woo!
Just like Ric Flair says. All right,
let me ask
you. Just like Ric Flair says. And that would be my deciding factor.
Let me ask you this, though. You got to knock the champ out. Let me ask
you this, though. If you don't beat the champ in a tie, the belt stays with the champ.
Let me ask you this, though. What if Glenn Lowe did win the championship the year before? What would be your take on it?
He did win the championship.
No, I'm saying if he didn't. If we had two teams in the championship that tied and neither one of them was the champion from last year.
Yeah. I mean, percentage points, I think correct me if I'm wrong, if in the Fantasy Cup, we didn't play with percentage points, correct?
Nope.
So, I mean, I think you would at that point have to go back and add up who had the most yardage out of the players in their starting lineups. And, you know, like if one of his receivers had 39 yards, if one of Albie's receivers had 39 yards and Glenn's had 30 yards, you know, throughout, just say, then, you know, they're both going to get 3 points each in Fantasy Cup rules. But overall, it should have been Albie Manzo getting the win because he had more yards. That would be the only way I think you could make a determining champion here, because it'd be tough to split that trophy right down the middle.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we talked about that in the show before. Like, as an exercise, we were going to try to calculate by like the percentage points who won, but it's going to be a very long, tedious exercise. But hearing you talk it through, that might be the way to go.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't see any other way unless you guys are willing to crown co-champions, and sounds like Sussmania doesn't want to do that.
We're not doing co-champions.
I'm not against co-champions.
I don't like it.
Well, this is a three-man paddle, Corey. You got over.
All right, well, that's fine.
Sorry.
Well, I mean, like I said,
that's the homie.
The commish of the league, you know, we kind of make...
Your boy Nando, Chris.
Well, then, yeah, I mean, my boy Nando, he obviously didn't put through enough rules because, you know, it should have been stated that, you know, in the event of a tie, the first tiebreaker is bench point. Or, I mean, even if you want to go that far, whoever won the regular season matchup between the two.
Yeah, I was thinking about that,
maybe
too.
That could be the second tiebreaker. Yeah,
like the BCS.
But yeah, exactly. But it's always bench points in all my home leagues at the first tiebreaker in a tie game. So
Chris,
that would be my deciding factor.
We're talking to Chris Vaccaro here, the high-stakes player, the co-host here on the Fantasy Football Live Lock Show Sunday mornings on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, also the owner and operator of the Greenwich Street Tavern here in New York City. And Chris, you made the playoffs here in the Fantasy Cup, but you got decimated by Keith Bullock.
Oh, I sure did. The great Keith Bullock, I think I went in as the 3 or 4 seed. Solid season.
Yep.
I was proud of the team. Lost Keenan Allen about 2 minutes into the season.
Yep.
My first round draft pick. But had a solid team. Showed up in the playoffs week 14. And, you know, that was that really weird week 14 where a lot of studs pulled no-shows.
Yeah,
and a lot of them were on my team.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I caught a couple zeros that week from, or a one from, like, Devontae Adams and Jordan Reed.
Well, you got 20 from Devontae Adams here. Zero.
Oh, all right, I'm sorry. Well,
zero from Dante
zero
Moncrief.
There you go, Moncrief.
And zero from
zero.
Dan Bailey.
Zero from Dan Bailey. There we go. A lot of zeros. So, can't predict these things. You know, when you get to the playoffs, it's really a crapshoot. At least that's what we saw this year. And, you know, not my time. Wasn't my season, I guess.
Chris, what do we, you know, we can't play the playoff contest in New York, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, have you signed up for any baseball yet?
Not yet, Corey. I gotta, my mind's been wrapped up much in football but I will get around to that soon and planning out my baseball.
You think the situation is going to be rectified by the baseball season?
Can you let the listeners know what you're talking about?
Oh, well, the NFFC, well, the high-stakes leagues, the gaming companies, they had to, in New York, obviously going into 2017, they had to pay their licensing fee.
Sure.
Their taxes.
Yes.
Their they're tipping.
Yes.
It's like a tipping.
Yes.
It's like you got to, you know, you got to, you know, you got to play, you got to pay to play. Well, the NFFC, FFWC, they run these playoff contests this specific year because we're in 2017 when the contest begins. They have to pay their fee or, I guess, apply for a small business exemption. They haven't been granted those yet, as of yet. So there's no NFFC, FFWC playoff contest for New Yorkers. You cannot participate. I was wondering if it's safe to start signing up for the high-stakes baseball leagues. Have they put out a ruling on that yet?
No, you know what, Corey, they haven't. And, you know, it is an interesting point that you bring up. But I haven't seen – now, I'll tell you this much. There are a couple people of you know, that are New York residents that I see on the sign-up sheet already. So I don't know if it's not a problem at baseball at all. But I heard you guys talking about it the other day. You know, what are they going to do with it? It's just people that, you know, like myself that live in New York. Now, the contest can be held in New York. That, you know, the NFBC is still going to show up in New York City because – you know, there's probably 80% of the people in that draft room that day that aren't even New Yorkers.
Exactly.
You know, they're coming from everywhere, you know. So as long as their credit card and you know, their home address are out of state from New York, New Jersey, whatever, you know, they're good to go. So it's just people like myself that, you know, are New York residents.
Yeah, that can't get involved.
Having an issue right here. But you bring up a great point. I don't know if it's just a football issue with this postseason contest and not baseball related, but you would think that if they have a problem, you know, with this situation, that it would, you know, cross over
to baseball as well. I kind of feel like they should say something before people start signing up. Let people know, you know, you're not going to be able to play, or, you know, these drafts are going to start jumping off. And really now you got people signing up and drafting already. So
yeah, people are drafting already. Yeah.
I don't understand how that's going to work. I would like to get one of the guys, Greg or Tom, on the phone, but I'm not sure if they're, you know, allowed to do that.
No, I think it's a great idea. I was going to say, I think you should get Greg and Tom on and try and clarify this situation, because I'm bummed out. I love the postseason contest for someone like myself that, you know, the fantasy season just ended. I'm having withdrawals already.
Shaking.
But at least I can have the playoff contest to look forward to. Which I don't now.
I know, me too. Well, you know, South
Unless Fino, I get an uncle that out of state to sign me up.
Yeah, well, don't say that on the radio.
South Fino
has a playoff contest, so he normally sends the and it's a good one too, Chris. And you pick coaches. Mm-hmm. You pick coaches too. Mm. He normally
pick
sends
coaches?
Out. Yeah, he normally sends out an email. I'll forward it to you. You got some industry guys and some top players in the contest also. So that I'll let you know. What's up with that?
Sounds good. I'll play it. Sounds good.
Chris, how did you wrap up here? How did your season go? You do all right?
Yeah, great. I'm really happy with the season I had. It was successful money wise, and got a couple leagues under my belt, a couple high stakes leagues. Got a nice check coming to me, and I was happy with it. I wish it could have been a little more. Melvin Gordon going down in right before the fantasy playoffs started hurt me. There's no doubt about that because he was on a lot of my teams. But other than that, it was a good season. I'm just sad it's over now.
All right, there you go. Chris Vaccaro, you'll hear him Sunday. Are you going to be in Sunday, Chris?
That's to be determined. I don't know yet. whatever the boss Nando says.
All right, you can visit him at the Greenwich Street Tavern. Obviously, follow him on Twitter. You follow Chris Vaccaro, of course, on Twitter at Chris Vaccaro GST, and also you'll hear him here all the time on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks, Chris.
All right, guys, take care. Good morning.
There you go. You got a vote for Glenn Lowy. We talk more about this after the break here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Greg Sussman, Scott Engel, Corey Parson. It seems as if Scott heard us coming back and he left.
I don't know what the hell happened.
I don't know. I don't know. What do we say?
I don't know. Did we make him mad?
I don't know.
Scott, come on. We got a show to do. You're the general. Get in here.
General's wearing a Russell Wilson jersey today.
Yeah, what's up? General wearing a Russell Wilson jersey. That's his favorite player of all time.
Yeah, it's his favorite player, number one, out at Kurt Warner, number two.
Yeah, I would say that.
Richard
Sherman's up there, too.
Richard Sherman, yeah. I mean, top four right now we know are Russell Wilson, Richard Sherman, Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas.
Yes. Why is his microphone not working?
I feel your mic's off.
Bobby Wagner.
Oh, Bobby Wagner cracked it now.
Bobby's in.
You turning the headset up is not going to
affect the mic. Yeah, that's not going to, yeah.
Yeah,
we've been doing this for a while, Scotty.
Yeah, Bobby, which is amazing. So it's, you know, it's very interesting.
Florio, get Scott together, please.
You know
what the hell is he doing down there?
It's, I don't know. What did I ask me for? No, still up.
Scouting reports at Anthony Lynn.
Scott, send this one out. We get Florio right, and then
he should be in now.
Yeah.
Stop reading about Anthony Lynn, will you?
You know, it's interesting. You know, it's interesting. It's crazy that your top four players changed. Now you have Bobby Wagner creeping in there.
No. He's fifth. He's behind the other guys I mentioned.
Okay.
So all five of your favorite players are members of the Seattle Seahawks.
Yep.
Huh. And it seems like as they get better, they creep into your top, you know, creep higher, you know. I noticed that.
Yeah, but Thomas and Chancellor and Wagner and Wilson have all been there for like the last 5 years, though.
Right, but they're like, it was not like you just took like a, like Marshawn Lynch, right? Like,
Lynch was like, he was probably outside that top five.
But like Luke Wilson, there. You didn't say Luke Wilson.
I liked Luke Wilson.
Yeah, but not your top five. Only the good players.
Not my top
five. Only good players reach top five. Yeah, you can say yes, yeah, it's okay.
I'll probably say that. I mean, you know, the guy's not going to be your favorite if he stinks or he's mediocre.
Like I was a big fan of Prince Amukamara on the Giants. He wasn't very good.
Yeah.
But I really liked him.
Well, like a Knick fan, I like Kylo Quinn right now.
Oh, yeah. See, that's a good one, right?
But Kylo Quinn's the kind of guy who, like, scrappy, becomes a fan favorite. You know, it's,
right.
You know, he's not Carmelo or Porzingis. But I'm finding now, watching the NBA, though, there's certain guys I like watching who are not on the Knicks. Like, you know, probably Anthony, you know, maybe my favorite player, you know, in the NBA. But, like, I really like watching Russell Westbrook, you know, George Hill, you know, guys like that.
You like watching George Hill?
I'm sorry. What's the guy from Indiana? It's slipping my name right now.
Paul George.
Paul George. I'm sorry. I get him messed up with
the,
I get the name mixed
the
up.
George is very confusing.
Yeah, no. I love watching Kyrie Irving.
Kyrie Irving's
so,
a ball
so it's interesting. So in the NBA, you have no problem going to the other superstar, Paul George, Kyrie, Westbrook, LeBron, whoever.
In baseball, you know, my favorite players have generally tended to be Mets, but I loved Tim Lincecum when he was in his
right.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah,
yeah. I love watching the freak. He was great.
Right.
And in NASCAR,
voice problem right now.
In NASCAR,
you had a frog
even though
in your throat yesterday too.
In NASCAR, even though I was a Gordon fan for a long time, there was like a lot of other drivers that I appreciated too. So whatever sport, there are other players in the NFL I really enjoy. Like I really enjoy watching LeSean McCoy.
Watching LeSean, all right, but yeah, he'll never crack the top five.
No, he's not cracking the top five.
Right. Would you go out with him?
You know what though? Brett Favre though, at one time was in my top five. Like he was in my top three at one point. Because I
like interceptions.
I loved Favre for the beginning because like, you know, he was this kid like. He was calling audibles and like, you know, redirecting the line like he like his.
But he never
first
cracked
start.
Top five. Like Westbrook cracked the top five for you, but Brett Favre is like, he's not a Seahawk.
What's Brett Favre? What?
Not a Seahawk, so he doesn't crack the top five. But he's Matt Hasselbeck's probably a top five guy.
He was, yeah.
Right. See,
yeah,
you only like the good guys. It's okay.
Yeah.
But he's like, we say that for all like for you, Corey, like your top five, right? Are all Cowboys, are all good Cowboys? Currently?
I'm obviously my favorite player in the NFL is not playing right now. So I like you know, that's my he's my one he's my one seed.
And then, is that Josh Gordon you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about Tony Romo.
Okay.
And then obviously Dez Bryant. But I'm a big Le'Veon Bell guy. Obviously I like Antonio Brown also. I like to watch him play.
Jake the Steelers.
No, I don't like to see I like their offensive players. I do not like the Pittsburgh Steelers. A couple guys I like watching play and I root for, you know what I mean?
All right. We come back. Albie Manzo will join the program and defend his honor and try to crown himself the champion. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Oh, hello there. If you're enjoying the Roto Experts in the Morning on demand, well, there's a whole nother hour that you could listen to live every single weekday morning from Monday to Friday. If you want more laughs from Corey Parson, listen to the Roto Experts from 7 to 10 a.m. Eastern every single weekday morning. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.